Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Mark Hansel, Vice President of Product Regulatory Affairs and the Director of HVAC Commercial Buildings for Bell & Gossett, a Xylem brand. Mark's going to discuss B&G's formula for smarter hydronic pump selection, the growing emphasis on reducing energy consumption, and more. Let's get to it.
We're now joined on the podcast by Mark Hansel. And Mark, to start, can you tell us a bit about your role within the company?
Sure. I am the Director of Marketing for Bell & Gossett HVAC Products in North America. I also have a dual title. I also am a Vice President of Product Regulatory Affairs for us. And that position's more of a Xylem level. Xylem's our corporate entity that, you know, is our parent company. So in that role, you know, I'm heavily involved working with the Department of Energy, who has many different initiatives underway to regulate the efficiency of pump products.
And one really exciting thing Bell & Gossett is they recently announced a new formula for smarter hydronic heat pump selection. Can you kind of give us some details on just what that formula is?
Sure, absolutely. So we refer to the formula as PLEV, and that stands for part load efficiency value. And Nick, what we're really doing is we have provided selection software for consulting engineers for almost 30 years that has helped guide them in their selection process. And typically, the focus has always been on selecting a pump based on the best operating point. And in the industry today, with the heavy use of variable speed drives and the fact that HVAC systems are typically variable load systems, what we're trying to highlight is that you should look at an efficiency value that really takes into account the many different efficiency operating points that a pump could have. So by applying a load profile across the selections, you know, we can compare how pumps will perform when they're running in a variable speed mode. And that's really what PLEV is all about.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, why do you, I guess, think smarter hydronic heat pump selection was needed in the industry? Was it because there was a real demand for an easier method of selecting these heat pumps?
Nick, we've always made available to consulting engineers the ability to analyze their pumps based on variable speed selection. And our process was always, I don't want to say it was cumbersome, but it required some deeper analysis where there were lots of inputs required because we were almost modeling the system. And really what we decided to do, we decided to greatly simplify that and just provide that information upfront for every selection. You know, it was really trying to help the consulting engineer do his job faster, better, you know, and to keep all the things involved in making a pump selection out in front of them.
Yeah, and talking about making that selection, how does the selection criteria for PLEV help to meet and also exceed efficiency requirements?
So the process really is geared toward looking at a selection in variable speed mode right away, as soon as you're making that selection. So it really is helping you meet the requirements of codes like ASHRAE 90.1 that have specific requirements of when you should be considering variable speed pumps. And obviously 90.1 is an energy code. It's written to help save energy in commercial buildings. So by guiding your selection based on that variable speed selection, you're complying with that spec and, you know, meeting energy efficiency requirements for the building owner.
How will this formula benefit and also affect HVAC system designers? Specifically, how is it going to maximize overall system performance?
What this formula will do is essentially, you know, I refer to it more as a selection criteria, Nick. It's another input to consider when you're selecting a pump. Certainly, you know, people look at, you know, you got to know the flow and gallons per minute and the head and pressure so that you know how much output you need from the pump. But from there, it helps guide them toward a selection point. There are many different pumps that will perform a particular operating requirement. And so this is just another input into the engineer into looking at which one is the best pump for me, which one will save the most energy and operate the most efficiency across its lifetime.
Yeah, and with that, are there environmental benefits to a formula or a criteria like PLEV?
Absolutely. Of course, when you're selecting a more efficient pump, it's going to use less energy, and less energy transfers to less carbon emissions and other things that hurt the environment. So absolutely, using PLEV as a key selection criteria helps drive you toward the most energy and environmentally conscious selection.
I also wanted to dig a little bit deeper into the process of creating PLEV. What was that process like of coming up with an entirely new selection criteria and formula?
So for us, we've always had a constant investment in training through our Bell and Gossett Little Red Schoolhouse, and we have a steady stream of courses that we're running throughout the year. Consulting engineers are the primary attendees that come to these courses, and they ask us a lot of questions. And so I think really in talking about where the process gets started, it got started in the questions that the consulting engineers have been asking our Little Red Schoolhouse instructors. From there, it came out across team of some of our key distributors, some of our B&G reps around the country, some of our schoolhouse instructors, and some of our marketing people with HVAC systems knowledge. And this talk through, we're getting this question, how do we address it? How do we get that information so it's more readily available and visible to consulting engineers? So I would just say it started with the users and consultants, and it came through our process just through a collaborative effort internally within Bell and Gossett.
If people want to really dive into the technical details more and learn more about PLEV or learn more about Bell and Gossett in general, where can they turn?
So our best place to go, Nick, is going to be our Bell and Gossett public website. So it's www.bellgossett.com. And the site is really geared toward education, particularly about using water-based HVAC systems. So there's a whole section in that site on education, you know, that really focuses and delves into topics like PLEV and variable speed pumping and all the typical things that are going to become questions. So if you go to that site, you're going to see a tab that's labeled training and education. So that's really where you want to go look for this information. I'll also put a little plug in ahead of time. You know, we have a white paper written on PLEV that's available on that public website. We're obviously teaching about PLEV in our Little Red Schoolhouse classes. And a little bit later this year, we're actually going to have an online video chapter in our Little Red Schoolhouse online that helps people learn more about PLEV using an interactive learning method.
Mark, before I let you get out of here, can you tell us about any other new or upcoming HVAC projects or products at Bell & Gossett?
Absolutely, Nick. Clearly, the biggest thing that we're continuing to work on is driving our pump products to higher efficiency levels. For Bell & Gossett, we've been working on our e-pumps, as we call them, for about 5 years now. We're really the first pump company to be in full compliance with U.S. Department of Energy requirements well before the January 2020 requirement. So any product you buy from us now is going to be in compliance on a centrifugal pump. So that's probably the key area, but we're also working on circulator pumps, which are a current area of focus for the U.S. Department of Energy, and developing new higher efficient products, particularly our EcoCirc and EcoCirc XL families. They're out in the forefront, well ahead of U.S. Department of Energy standards that will probably come into place early 2020, 2022, something like that.
And finally, Mark, are there local representatives that people can turn to for further information on Bell & Gossett?
Absolutely. We're well represented throughout North America by long-standing relationships with distributors. So our Bell & Gossett representatives are fully trained and knowledgeable on PLEV and as well as many other systems. So they would definitely be the local source of information. So if you don't know who your local Bell & Gossett rep is, you can go to our website, and there's a zip code selector that will help guide you to the proper firm. And certainly they would do anything they could to help increase the knowledge on PLEV.
Mark, we certainly appreciate the time, and thank you for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thanks very much for your time, Nick. My best to all of you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mark, learned a bit about B&G's formula for smarter hydronic pump selection, the growing emphasis on reducing energy consumption, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.